This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden's relief bill could be a done deal by the end of the week. And tucked into that $1.9 trillion package is billions of dollars for small businesses. We are looking this month at micro businesses, let's say less than 20 employees, and how they have been weathering this whole thing. Audrey Hoyt runs and owns the Pioneer Collective. They offer co-working spaces in Seattle and in Tacoma, Washington. She runs it with her husband and a couple of employees. Audrey, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai. Great to be here.
Let me ask you the very first question I always ask business people when I get them on the phone. How is business? How goes it?
Well, I will say at this particular moment, it feels pretty good. 2020 was obviously a whirlwind of a year, but I would say just in the last couple of weeks, we're feeling a little bit more optimistic in general and hoping that we can make it through to the other side.
That's great, as are we all. But before we get to the other side, let me take you back to last February, March, when when all of this started happening. I mean, Seattle was hit really early, if we can all remember back then. The virus spiked and it went south in Seattle in a hurry. What happened to you?
Yes. Yeah, so we were about 5 years into our business in February of 2020. And February of 2020 was our best month to date. We had been growing year over year. My husband and I are the sole owners of our business. So, you know, we felt like, okay, we finally, you know, made it. We have a sustainable business. And, you know, we started hearing whispers of what was happening with COVID. And almost overnight, we essentially almost had to shut our business down. So I happened to be pregnant at the time with our third child, and he was born on March 15th. And I would say that date was pretty much that overnight moment. Governor Inslee, we're in Washington State, had mandated the shutdown of restaurants and bars and limited gatherings. And, you know, our revenue was kind of cut in half overnight.
I can't imagine a newborn and all of this.
It kept it exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. So one of the things we're doing in this series is sort of looking beyond small businesses down to the micro business level, which you and your husband are running with just a couple of employees. Do you feel like you are a factor in the conversations that are happening about saving businesses in this economy?
You know, I do. And we have been really grateful to receive both rounds of PPP and some rent relief. So, you know, we are being heard, but everyone else, you know, has a real leg up getting out of this. I worry that all micro businesses are going to have a really challenging time getting out of this. I think it was almost untenable to run a micro business prior to the pandemic. And all of a sudden, you're trying to figure out grant programs and PPP funding. Yeah. You just don't have enough manpower to even operate your business anymore, let alone keep up paying taxes and making sure you're doing everything correctly when you've lost, you know, 2/3 of your customers.
Yeah. So, all right. So now getting to the, you know, we're getting out of this thing. What are you looking at to know that, because I imagine there are still a zillion things keeping you up at night besides the almost now 1 year old child. But what are you looking at to know that it's going to be okay?
Yeah, well, I would say I'm really reassured seeing that people are realizing they really miss the serendipity and spontaneity of human interaction again. And I know many people have enjoyed the work from home, but my husband and I have been working together for a long time. And the way we work successfully is knowing that we never are in the same place at once. And I think a lot of people are recognizing that. And before the pandemic, you know, we did $37,000 in February alone in meeting room rentals. That was a huge growing part of our business. And I really believe that people want that more than ever when it is safe.
Yeah. Yep. Audrey Hoyt.
At least I hope so.
Yeah, well, me too. Believe you me, me too. And lots of other people as well. Audrey Hoyt, who runs with her husband a company in Seattle, Washington called the Pioneer Collective. Audrey, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.